This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. South Korea may have put frontline troops on alert after the death of North Korea's dear leader, but the president of South Korea is assuring the North that his country is not hostile. And in North Korea, the state-run media has been bolstering the late leader's son and successor, Kim Jong-un, calling him an outstanding leader. With the end of the Kim Jong-il era, North Korea's neighbors are recalibrating their policies and weighing new security concerns. NPR's Louisa Lim starts her report on a press tour of the demilitarized zone, the DMZ, between North and South Korea.
If any trouble were to break out, it could very well happen here. It has in the past.
It's been called the world's most dangerous border. But as American soldiers herded the press pack around the DMZ, the biggest danger appeared to be the weather.
It's been really cold up here.
Oh, it's been hell, sir.
Hey, how are you?
At the border, half a dozen South Korean soldiers stood at the alert, facing off against one solitary North Korean soldier in khaki. The only unusual sign was the North Korean flag flying at half-mast. Despite the political shock of Kim Jong-il's sudden death, the military situation in the DMZ is unchanged, according to the spokesman for U.S. forces in Korea, Colonel Jonathan Withington.
All is calm.
Completely as normal? Have you seen any changes?
Normal operating. We're operating under normal armistice conditions. We've seen no unusual movements or activities.
South Korea's conservative president, Lee Myung-bak, urged stability in the north. He underlined that Seoul does not feel animosity towards Pyongyang and said there was room for flexibility in ties. These words seem to indicate a softening of stance, the emergence of a new policy towards the north.
I think South Korea is, its policy is being reconstituted as we speak, and so is the world in terms of how to deal with this very unusual state.
Jasper Kim is the author of a book about South Korea and a visiting scholar at Harvard. He describes Seoul's policy to Pyongyang as being in flux and in a state of slight confusion.
What he's trying to do, the South Korean president, is sort of get closer to North Korea, but not exactly close. So this is a little bit in stark contrast to what his policy was in the beginning of his administration, that North Korea is a state that is not a friend to South Korea.
While South Korea has been re-examining its ties, China has not been wasting time. As this news report describes, Beijing's been busy honoring the late North Korean leader, despite a sometimes fractious relationship during his lifetime. All of China's top nine leaders, from President Hu Jintao downwards, have made the pilgrimage to the North Korean embassy in Beijing. China, too, was the first country to offer condolences following Kim's death. Ham Tae-bong, the director of the ASEAN Institute for Policy Studies, believes Beijing's playing a geopolitical game.
Even during Kim Jong-il's time, we know that there was real no love lost between the Chinese and the North Koreans. Chinese seem to be making very, very clear that they're not going to make the kind of mistake they did with Kim Jong-il. And they're going to make sure that Kim Jong-un feels grateful towards China for supporting him in a period of very difficult transition. So I think that's one of the reasons why the Chinese are going out of their way to show respect and to assure Kim Jong-un.
Another sore point for the South has been its failure to know about Kim's death ahead of this official announcement on North Korean state television. It's not clear whether China was given an early warning, but for many here, this failure of South Korean intelligence highlights glaring security weaknesses on the Korean peninsula. Here's Ham Tae-bong again.
It just goes to show, if the top brass in North Korea makes a decision to launch some kind of a major attack or something, we just won't know until it actually happens. There's just going to be no way we will be able to take any kind of preventive measure because we just won't know in time.
Despite the current calm at the DMZ, the security situation in Asia has changed forever, and the geopolitical shakeout is only just beginning. An unknown 20-something is now, at the very least, nominally in charge of a nuclear-armed state. His father may have been predictable in his unpredictability, but how Kim Jong-un will act, or even what he's thinking, nobody can predict. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Seoul.